A hero's journey comes to an end this Sunday. She is the Good Wife. The CBS drama ends Sunday after 7 seasons. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans considers it TV's best depiction of a woman coming into her own.
To understand how far The Good Wife has come, let's take a look at where it started.
Good morning. An hour ago, I resigned as state's attorney of Cook County. I did this with a heavy heart and a deep commitment to fight these scurrilous charges.
That's Peter Florek, played by Chris Noth. In the first episode, he resigns at a press conference after being caught patronizing prostitutes.
I need to atone for my personal failings with my wife, Alicia, and our 2 children.
His wife, Alicia, is played by Juliana Margulies. She endures standing by his side, just like Mrs. Spitzer or Mrs. Sanford in real life. But when the Floricks left the stage, Peter had a question for Alicia that got an unexpected answer.
Hey, you all right?
She slaps him. That moment reveals the tough resolve at the heart of Alicia's character, resolve that enables her to rebuild her life in defiance of constant small humiliations. But something's happened in the years since that pilot first aired. Alicia Florek has come into her own. Consider this scene from a recent episode where Alicia coaches Peter for cross-examination in yet another corruption trial. He thinks she's taking potshots at their marriage.
At what point are we playing husband and wife here, and at what point lawyers?
You get up on that stand, and every past indiscretion will be determined admissible. You're sleeping with Geneva Pine.
I didn't sleep with Geneva.
You're sleeping with Marilyn Garbanza.
I didn't sleep with...
You're sleeping with Ramona Litton.
And you sleeping with Will Gardner, and you sleeping with your investigator.
I'm not on trial, buddy.
You tell him, sister. Now, it makes sense that The Good Wife is ending now. Alicia has become the person she's always wanted to be. She's grown from an uncertain associate to a partner at the law firm which first hired her. She survived scrutiny from the NSA, frenemies at work, and the decision to end her marriage. She's founded her own law firm, been elected and resigned as state's attorney herself, and much more. She even survived this moment when a friend tells her the unrequited love of her life, former law partner Will Gardner, is dead.
Will's been shot. He... What do you mean?
There was a gunfire at the courthouse, and he was shot.
Will is dead.
Those feelings resurfaced when Alicia learned that Will had left a message declaring his love for her that was erased before she could hear it.
And then I just sit here in this stupid little apartment, wondering what the hell happened to my life. Was it all about having 2 kids who I don't even know if I like? Seriously, was that the point? I want it over. I just want it to end.
Fortunately, Alicia came back from that dark place to reach for a new romance and a new life. When it comes to well-developed female characters, TV critics often use the word agency. It's a way of describing a character who makes decisions and who makes things happen, as opposed to always having things happen to them. Over its 7 seasons, The Good Wife has taken a character seen in American culture mostly as a victim, the betrayed political wife, and given her real agency. I think that's what I'll miss most once the credits roll on the last new episode on Sunday night. I'm Eric Deggans.